This programme was produced at and first aired on MPR, Manawatu People's Radio, with support from New Zealand On Air. Ka pai, irirangi te motu, MPR. If you're enjoying this podcast in Manawatu, you could make your very own, just like this one. MPR exists to help people like you tell your story or share your passion on air and online. Check out mpr.nz for more information. It's time for a community interview on MPR.
We are back.
Hi.
Talking movies with Eddie McEwen from the Palmerston North Film Society.
Yes, for July. So there's three movies because two of our weeks are taken up by school holidays.
We do not get into fights with school holidays.
No, we don't, because we end up trampled all over. Mm-hmm. So on the 3rd of July, we have Solaris by Andrei Tarkovsky, a USSR film, and very much a USSR film. All of his films were very much productions of that. 1972, 166 minutes, M-rated. The legendary Russian filmmaker creates a brilliant science fiction epic from the novel by Stanislaw Lem. This is one for the ages, folks.
Yeah, I was going to say, because Solaris, in terms of, you know, European science fiction, is one of those books as well.
It is huge. And it's great as well. I mean, I thoroughly recommend Lem. He's one of my favourite writers, full stop, let alone European writers. But, this challenges our conceptions of love, truth, and what exactly makes us human.
Well, there you go. That sounds like one to catch.
Oh, absolutely. So moving on to the 24th of July, we have The Cairo Conspiracy. This is a film by Tarek Salah. It is a Swedish, French, Finnish and Danish co-production,
right,
set in Egypt, 2022, 121 minutes, M-rated. This is a thriller set in Cairo's Al-Azhar University, Egypt's most respected religious teaching institution.
Oh, this sounds fascinating.
It is sold as a deft exploration of modern-day Egypt. So this is the kind of world cinema that the Film Society really
absolutely
exists to bring you.
And, I mean, you note the countries involved in the production of the film are not Egyptian, but it sounds to me like the director
is very Egyptian. Yeah, well,
he's
taking a look at modern day Egypt, which is not something that we see in the West. These countries exist. We hear about them on the news when a disaster happens, but apart from that, what's the government like? What do the normal people on the street think about? Yeah, we don't know any of these things. Hopefully, if you watch Cairo Conspiracy, I intend to, we'll know these things, or some of them at least. Moving on to the 31st of July, it's Goodbye Lenin. Wolfgang Becker, it's a German film from 2003. Another 121 minutes. Is that a coincidence? I think not. M-rated. When the Berlin Wall falls, a young man tries to protect his mother, who is a devoted communist, from learning the truth. This is a comedy. I've seen this one, and it is funny. This is presented in cooperation with the Goethe Institute, so we offer entry to non-members for this screening.
Oh, cool. Right.
For a $10 donation. But the Goethe Institute insists that we make any films that we get from them for screening available to the public. So I've got no complaints with that. But I thoroughly recommend Goodbye Lenin. It had me in stitches.
Wonderful.
Well, that was a while back now, but even so.
Brilliant. All right. Well, thank you very much, Eddie.
You've been listening to another community interview on MPR. Also available on demand at mpr.nz.
If you enjoy this MPR podcast, please consider subscribing. Our podcasts are available on all major podcasting platforms: Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and Spotify, as well as the accessmedia.nz app.
Support this show and others like it by giving a donation. For more information, go to www.mpr.nz/donate.